Much of Book Three is in debate form, between Gilgamesh and Enkidu, then between Gilgamesh and the elders of Uruk. It is a debate between bravery, or foolhardiness, and prudence. Gilgamesh's position is that he must go on this journey in order to win everlasting fame. Enkidu first points out that the cedar forest is forbidden to humans, and that Humbaba has been put there by Enlil himself to terrify men. Then, echoed by the elders, he says that in any case the journey is too dangerous and Humbaba too powerful. The arguments are not sophisticated and don't vary. Gilgamesh wins the debate by walking away. He is the king, after all, and can do whatever he wants. What he wants now is to order new weapons at the forge. By the end of the episode, Enkidu and the whole city support him. The elders offer their cautious, geriatric advice. The young men cheer. The heroes depart. They walk east in 3-day marches at the pace of more than 300 miles a day. Not a huge effort for someone like Gilgamesh, whose legs, according to one fragmentary passage, are 9 feet tall. Each march is described in exactly the same way. The repetition creates a sense of extended time, a shift from the ordinary time of the city into mythological time. Each culminates in the dream ritual, which is described in the same few crisply visualized lines. Gilgamesh's dreams vary in their details, but they are all essentially the same dream of disaster or near disaster. Enkidu, by the method known as reversal of values, interprets them as omens that promise victory. And though his interpretation is correct for the actual battle with Humbaba, there is another sense in which the dreams are begging to be taken at their face value, unreversed, as the other dreams in the epic are. A disaster does indeed loom ahead, though with a time delay. Ironically, it involves the death of the dream interpreter, a death that is the direct, divinely ordained consequence of killing Humbaba. A more literal interpreter might advise Gilgamesh to turn back, however aggressively Shamash urges him to attack. Inside the cedar forest, Gilgamesh and Enkidu are alternately seized by terror, and each in turn encourages the other. For a Babylonian hero, unlike the imperviously brave men of Germanic legends, like Beowulf and Siegfried, it was no disgrace to feel fear. Gilgamesh can not only be afraid at the sight of the monster, but can say he is. He does not run like the great Hector, fleeing in terror from Achilles outside the wall of Troy, but he is frozen in his tracks. Enkidu, who previously was so reluctant to proceed, now urges Gilgamesh not to retreat, and they walk on to the monster's den. The battle is over quickly. Humbaba is about to overwhelm the two heroes when Shamash sends mighty winds that pin him down and paralyze him. This divine intervention may strike us as rather unfair, but a world in which the gods take sides is not a meritocracy.